You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
6:23, as I said, we're going to get to the Patrick Smalley opinion piece very shortly. Quickly, though, Mark Riggle, Milford Asset Management. Evening, Mark.
Good evening, Heather.
Okay, so for a little bit of time, we've been talking about the fact that we will have these interest rate hikes, and there was a possibility it would give us a recession here in New Zealand. Is this a case of boy cries wolf, or can we point to evidence that we might actually have a recession on our hands?
Well, it's a good question. The lack of economic weakness thus far, I think, is testament to the sheer resilience of the New Zealand economy that we've seen, right? And you can put that down to a number of factors. You know, the reopening post-COVID, the sheer size of the stimulus that we had in the economy, that's still being worked off. And also the global economy has been quite strong. But just because a much feared recession hasn't yet arrived doesn't mean it's not going to. In fact, we only know that a recession is going to have happened possibly only way after the fact. And that's especially true in New Zealand. Data is quite sparse and there's a lengthy lag before it's reported. But if you look around at some of the more high frequency data, I think there is building evidence that the wheels are starting to come off this economy.
Okay, right. So the first thing that we need to know is that the fourth quarter data was negative, which means we've at least got one quarter of negative data, meaning we could be in a recession already. What evidence are you seeing that things are getting worse?
Well, if we string together a few data points, I think it's pretty easy to paint quite a dire picture on the outlook, right? So if you look at the property market, we know that's headlines. It's showing signs of stress. If you look at the implications of that, we're hearing that property developers are struggling with margin pressure. Any further weakness in property, and we could see some solvency issues and job losses there. On job losses, the labour market has been a pillar of strength for the economy. But here, too, we're seeing pockets of weakness. Warehouse and Sky TV, two high-profile names that have recently announced job cuts. Household budgets, they're still getting squeezed, right? Mortgage costs are going up, and inflation is running ahead of wage growth. What's the evidence of stress in households? Well, if you look at credit card data, demand for credit cards is actually up year on year, suggests that household saving buffers are starting to be eroded. Unfortunately, on the other side, arrears are climbing across mortgages, personal loans, credit cards, and buy now, pay later accounts. So all of these data points are pointing to quite a lot of stress building in the economy.
Right, Mark. So does that mean that we need to brace ourselves for a tough few months? And then second question, obviously, what does this mean for what the RBNZ does next week?
Well, yeah, it is pretty bad, but it's worth, in the interest of balance, it's not all bad news. Tourism, for one, is enjoying a bit of a resurgence after, 3 years of pretty much zero visitors. Also, those storms we had in the North Island are probably going to boost consumption in the first quarter. So we might not actually see two quarters on the trot just yet of negative GDP, but it's pretty clear that things are getting worse. What does that mean for the RBNZ? Unfortunately for them, official data on inflation and employment, both far too strong for their mandate. And most central banks, including the RBNZ, are not forecasting. They are making their decisions based on the reported data because forecasting is just far too fraught with uncertainty. And so because of that backward-looking data-driven approach, investors expect the RBNZ to be hiking next week to 5%. And actually, investors think they're going to hike again by July to 5.25%. By that point in time, it might be obvious that a recession is on us.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.